This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. At least 126 people have died in devastating floods across parts of Western Germany and Belgium, officials said Friday, as rescue operations and the search for hundreds still unaccounted for continues. Authorities in one German state say 60 people died there. In a neighboring state, officials put the death toll at 43, and Belgium reported 12 dead. Rescuers were rushing to help people trapped in their homes. Regional authorities said several people had died after their houses collapsed, and aerial pictures showed what appears to be a massive sinkhole. Officials have warned such disasters could become more common due to climate change. The World Health Organization has proposed a second phase of studies in China into the origins of the coronavirus, including audits of laboratories in Wuhan, but there's no sign yet that Beijing would accept a further international probe, according to diplomats. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus presented the plan to member states at a closed-door meeting on Friday, a day after saying that investigations were being hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of the spread in China. A WHO-led team spent 4 weeks in and around the central city of Wuhan with Chinese researchers and said in a joint report in March the virus had probably been transmitted from bats to humans through another animal. But countries including the United States and some scientists have demanded further investigation, particularly into the Wuhan Institute of Virology, which was conducting research into bats. The WHO plan calls for further studies in China, but not in other countries, and specifically for audits of laboratories around Wuhan, according to the diplomats in the closed-door meeting. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.